isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in preservative cognition and a passion for the music popular back when my parents felt Alfred E. Newman should be concerned. Clinically stated, thoughts, images, and emotions of a negative nature repeat in uncontrollable manner resulting from a proactive cognitive risk analysis to avoid or solve anticipated potential threats and their consequences. We all do it, sometimes obsessively, and for most, the process usually results in resolve, thus becoming little more than interest paid on trouble before it falls due. It is said to give small things a big shadow, and in rock and rhythm, fretful musicians were fraught with it, but used it to cast big musical shadows. While some took the woeful perspective, as is the nature of the blues, others took the stance of assured defiance. What? Me worry? On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, worry we will as we hang with worry warts, B.B. King, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Ike Lloyd, the Fat Man and the Sunnyland Slim Trio, Malin Humphreys, Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, Mose Allison, John Greer and his Rhythm Rockers, and Chuck Berry.
Tosh, I learned a long time ago that worrying is like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
A highlight of B.B. King's two supreme live albums, Live at the Regal and Live in Cook County Jail, it was originally cut in 1958 after King's hop over to the Kent imprint and is little heard beyond the live versions. But not to worry, I've got you covered. Worry, worry.
Thank you.
Billed as 240 pounds of solid jive, honker shouter Big John Grierhead, RCA execs worried the Lucky Millinder alum may not ever notch a hit. Grier invariably did in 1952 with Got You On My Mind, but was unable to follow up even when paired with the Rhythm Rockers, aka the Dewdroppers. For this 1953 cut, don't worry about it. Almost zero info exists on West Coast singer Ike Lloyd, but the real star of Lloyd's lone 1951 Mercury single is honker Plas Johnson. Smokey Hogg is credited as author, and although Hogg had several worrying tunes prior to Ike's, including one with the very same title, none sound the same. Since Hogg happened to be on Mercury at the precise time as Lloyd, perhaps it was a payoff. Worrying Blues.
Treat me so mean, but I come to see you sometime.
There are many Fatses in Rock and Rhythm, but not as many Fat Mans. Fat Man Humphreys, Matthews, Robinson, and the Fat Man, aka Alfred Wallace. Wallace was a session drummer and occasional singer when he teamed up with Plank Spanker Sunnyland Slim's trio, which included Robert Lockwood Jr.'s fretwork, for this 1951 J.O.B. single, Glad I Don't Worry No More.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. My baby's coming home, I hope she'll be on time. Been standing at the station ever since half past eight. Standing at the station ever since half past eight. Drinking and thinking, hoping she won't be late. To worry no more. I'm so glad I don't have to worry no more. My baby's coming home and you know that's for sure. Well, I'm so glad I got things going my way. I'm so glad I got things going my way. My baby's coming home and this time she's gonna stay.
In 1951, they invented rock and roll with Rocket 88. By 1958, no one remembered. As Ike Turner and honker singer Jackie Brenston rolled into Chicago, as Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, for sessions at Cobra Records, Brenston was at the mic again on this invariably shelved doo-wop number, You Keep On Worrying Me.
You keep on worrying me. Why we can't get along. Yeah, I try every way of pleasing you. Tell me what more can I do? Why we can't get along. Yeah.
It was the first cut on the album of the same name for Mose Allison's 1962 debut at Atlantic. With the move to Atlantic, the genre welding Allison began to focus his songwriting and vocals to complement his peculiar plank spanking. Allison recalled the title came from a lady bartender in Texas that always uttered the phrase, "I don't worry about a thing."
If this life is driving you to drink, you're sitting around wondering just what to think. Well, I got some consolation, I'll give it to you if I might. You know I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's gonna be alright. You know this world is just one big trouble spot, 'cause some have plenty and some have not. You know I used to be trouble, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be alright. Your time trying to be a go-getter. Things will get worse before they get any better. You know there's always somebody playing with dynamite. But I don't worry about a thing, 'cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
Speaking of old Southern sayings, it was a number one hit for Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. The expression simply means, don't worry about what's going on around you, just focus on the task at hand. Recorded in 1945, the tune appeared in the Caledonia Soundy and the Three Stooges flick Swing Parade of 1946. Don't worry about that mule.
Don't sit and start worrying about the mule going blind. Just sit tight and hold that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor. Drink that milk and ask for more. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about that mule, baby, you just hold that line. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't you worry about that mule, mama, you just keep cool. Some flying high and some flying low, somebody's got to go. You know that I know that he know that they know. Baby, you better take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't you worry about the mule, baby, you just hold that line. Listen and take it slow. Don't you worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. The mule's been to school, he ain't no fool. so sit on your stool and don't worry about the mule.
Arthur Big Boy Crudup recycled the formula used on That's All Right for a homophonic 1952 tune which Roy Mr. Guitar Gaines overhauled as a stinging guitar workout in 1956. I considered Roy's for this review until I came across Malin Humphreys and six-string god James Burton's own stinging guitar workout. Malin and James palled around with Dale Hawkins as Chess was sniffing around Shreveport, Louisiana for talent. Chess had Malin cut several versions, but worried it was too derivative of Hawkins and shelved all takes, which ultimately were released on a series of compilation CDs and LPs, some erroneously attributed to Hawkins. Worried About You, Baby.
Yes, I'm worried about you, baby, worried night and day. Why do you tell me that you is going away? Well, I'm worried about you, baby. Yes, I'm worried about you, baby. Yes, I'm worried about you, baby, every night and day. Another man, he lives next door. Why in the world not calling? Don't you tell me so. Well, I'm worried about you, baby. Yes, I'm worried about you, baby. Well, I'm worried about you, baby.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Chad Lejeune. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit JetMasters2TsInJet.com to learn more about the review. Like so much of the blues, pianist Big Maceo's 1941 tune was itself a rework of Sleepy John Estes's Someday Baby Blues from 1935, and together, the two songs remained intertwined as covers and reworkings continued. In 1960, Chuck Berry intimated a desire to cut some blues, and did as much when he tapped a young Matt Guitar Murphy, from Blues Brothers fame, to help cover Maceo's signature tune, Worried Life Blues.
Baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore. lonely.